Hi, I'm Mandy Lynch. A decision on tougher COVID-19 restrictions for Victoria is expected today or tomorrow as the state struggles to get on top of community transmission of the virus. Talks continuing on how tough the new rules should be weighed against the heavy cost of closing non-essential businesses. The state recorded 397 new cases and 3 new deaths yesterday, with around 6,000 active cases in the state at the moment. Deputy Chief Medical Officer Professor Michael Kidd says top experts in the AHPPC are advising the state government.
That advice has been provided and of course will be considered by the Victorian government as they follow the trends in the numbers which are reported over the days ahead.
Manslaughter charges have been laid over Victoria's Eastern Freeway crash that killed 4 police officers back in April. After a 3-month investigation, a 49-year-old man from the trucking company was arrested yesterday. A man has allegedly punched a police officer in the face before trying to bolt from a checkpoint on the New South Wales-Victoria border. It's alleged he gave a false name and was wanted on 7 outstanding warrants. He was arrested after a short struggle. And Collingwood AFL coach Nathan Buckley and assistant Brenton Sanderson have offered to pay the club's $25,000 fine for breaching the league's coronavirus restrictions out of their own pockets. They landed in hot water after playing tennis with people not included in their club bubble. The West Coast Eagles have jumped into the top 4 with a come-from-behind 9-point win over Geelong, while the Saints moved to 3rd after beating the Swans by 53 points. Earlier, the Roos thumped the Crows by 69, spurred along by the long-awaited return of Majak Dawe. Coach Rhys Shaw says he's still a deadeye.
He put the work in and he got the result that he deserved, and it was just fantastic to see. Look, I think as a coach and as a coaching staff, when you see Madge kick the goal and all the boys get around him, that's genuine.
And in NRL, the top of the table, Panthers have made it 7 straight wins, thumping Manly 42-12 last night. And it was a rough night injury-wise for Manly, losing Dylan Walker to a foot injury in his first game back after an ankle injury.
Dylan's got a fracture. Brad's a serious concussion. I think he'll probably have to miss a week. And Ciro re-injured his knee.
Coach Des Hasler. Earlier, the Raiders fought out a 14-12 win over the Cowboys, and the Roosters beat the Titans 18-12.